Okay, Mr. Chair, we are recording if you're ready.
All right. I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on October 4th, 2021 at 9:42 a.m. Do a roll call. Eric Fries here. Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Bart Peterson.
Here.
Charles Boffman. Absent. Jennifer Fadley.
Absent.
Karen Whiteford.
Here.
Amber Jones.
Here.
Justin Larson.
Here, Mr. Chair.
All right. Do we have any declarations or conflicts of interest? All right. Hearing none, I will move on to number four and entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for September 13th, 2021.
This is Bart. I move to approve the regular session meeting minutes of September. Sorry. Can't do that yet. So, September.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for September 13th, 2021. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, those regular session meeting minutes have been approved. I would now entertain a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes for September 13, 2021.
This is Bart. I move to approve the executive session meeting minutes for September 13th.
This is Cheryl. I second.
Has been moved and seconded to approve the executive session meeting minutes for September 13th, 2021. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the executive session meeting minutes have been approved. We look at future board meeting schedule. Looked like at least we planned on the next few months being WebEx and then attempting to come back in person in January. Hopefully that actually pans out. Everybody good with that schedule?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. Number six, review discussion of possible actions, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. We obviously don't have any reviews, no initial reviews, no discussions, no nothing, which is beautiful. Number seven, consent agenda. I would entertain a motion to ratify the consent agenda as written.
This is Bart. I move to accept the consent agenda as presented.
This is Cheryl. I second.
Been moved and seconded to ratify the consent agenda as written. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the consent agenda has been ratified. Number eight, review just consideration of possible action applications for licensure. We have no initial reviews, and we do have one renewal application board review for Mr. Mark Kiger, ATR 586. We do have information, obviously, on Mr. Kiger. Mr. Kiger is on the meeting here as well. Mr. Kiger, if you'd like to address the board, this would be the time to do so, please.
Okay. I had a DUI back in November of 2019. Sentence wasn't carried out until late July 2020. At that time, I did not report to the board within the 10-day period, which Amber notified me of when I submitted my license renewal paperwork for this renewal period. It was my fault for not getting the board all the necessary paperwork. I think initially I sent a judgment sentence, which I believed had all the information needed on it. And so over the last couple weeks, I've been getting that information to Amber. Please let me know if there's anything else that you need. I'm here to basically answer any questions that the board might have.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Kiger, sorry about that. I've read your statement and looked at your documents. I just want to verify that your sentence and everything are complete. Everything is finished with that?
Correct.
Thank you.
Was there any other paperwork that you guys needed from me that didn't cross?
Karen, have we received everything from Mr. Kiger that is necessary?
As far as the DUI, yes, we received the judgment and sentence, the plea information, and proof that he has completed all of the requirements from the court.
I know Amber had asked me a question about the screening program, and I sent along that certificate, but I don't have... that was done via Zoom call with like a counselor, and so I was, I guess I was admission like to do 16 hours at that time. So that's really the only information I have with the board regarding that screening program. I don't know if that helps or if that's information you already have.
Mr. Chair, I believe the document Mr. Kiger is referring to would be the drug and alcohol screening, which normally shows whether there's a potential for re-offending. We don't have a copy of that, but the court bases its decision on the outcome of that screening. So,
do you not have that certificate?
We have the certificate, but we don't actually have the results of the screening.
Right. Is that something I need to request on my end?
It depends on what the board wants.
I think based upon the fact that the court bases its proceedings on that, I think that's enough for us to follow through with our next action. So based upon the information that presented to us, I would certainly entertain a motion from the board in relation to Mr. Kiger not reporting within the appropriate amount of time.
I'm about ready, but I'm just making sure I have the...
Understood.
Mr. Chair, as a reminder, this is a renewal application, so the board would also need to determine if his license is renewed.
Right. And is Mr. Kiger current with his license right now, or is he...
Yes.
He is current.
Yes.
Okay.
So, do that need to be in separate motions, or can they be in the same motion?
Go ahead and make those in separate motions. I think that would be more appropriate.
Okay. This is Bart. I would like to move that Mr. Kiger be issued a confidential advisory letter based on the disclosure or non-disclosure.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to provide Mr. Kiger a confidential advisory letter, in relation to his not reporting within the appropriate time. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Mr. Kiger will be issued a confidential advisory letter.
Like to move, this is Bart. I'd like to move to approve Mr. Kiger's reinstatement or
renewal?
Excuse me, renewal
application.
This is Cheryl. I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the renewal application from Mr. Kiger, ATR 586. All those in favor?
Eric Fries?
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Mr. Geiger's renewal application has been approved. Before we proceed, Mr. Geiger, do you have any further questions of the board?
No, other than just what is expected of me with this confidential advisory letter. What else do I need to do going forward?
Mr. Chair, would you like for me to take that one?
Please.
Mr. Geiger, this is a non-disciplinary action. There's no requirement from you. It will remain in your file for, I believe it's 3 years.
Okay.
No other questions of the board?
No. I appreciate all your time. Thank you, Amber, for all your help.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Mr. Geiger.
Thank you, sir.
All right, everybody, have a great day. Thank you.
You too.
Number 9, review discussion of possible action, submission of rules package to the governor's office for final approval, and to GIRC.
Okay.
Go.
Hey, Mr. Chair, I submitted the a copy of the proposed rulemaking to the governor's office on September 21st. It has to be approved by the governor, the governor's office again before it can go to GIRC, and I haven't received a response yet. So I'll follow up today.
When was that last submitted?
Well, it was submitted to the governor's office on the 21st of September.
Okay.
I have to check. I believe we have 180 days from the time it was published, which was, I believe, August 2nd. So we have time, but I'll follow up on that today and make sure we're all good.
Okay. Thank you.
The governor's office was a little bit busy with another board recently, so I think they got sidetracked.
I mean, it's good. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right. Number 10, view discussion and possible action, five-year rule review report update.
All right, that would be me again, Mr. Chair. So the GIRC, the Governor's Regulatory Review Council, had a study session last Tuesday to go over our five-year rule review report. They didn't have any questions included in that report. I believe I sent that to you before the previous meeting, but it was just a summary of what we've done since the last five-year report and the current rulemaking that's in process. There's another meeting tomorrow to give the final approval on the report.
Okay.
I don't anticipate any problems since they didn't have any questions at the last meeting.
Are you in that meeting or attending? Or
I attend online.
You attend online, okay.
Yes. Yes, and it's part of a consent agenda, so, you know, it's similar to our consent agenda for ratification of the licenses. They all get a yes or a no, so I don't believe there will be any problems.
Gotcha. Okay. Number 11, review discussion of possible action, board business, and reports. And again, the floor is yours.
Okay, item 11A, the open board member position. As I stated in the last meeting, we do have an appointment, but we were waiting for the oath of office, or the loyalty oath, which I still had not received as of last week, so I followed up with Gabby at the governor's office, and she said that they just happened to receive it that day I asked about it, and I should have it in my mail today. So then once we have that, then I can get that member, that new member, onboarded.
Okay.
Item number 11B, review of the 2021 legislative update memo. Mr. Larson, did you want to go over these or just answer questions? How do you want to handle that?
I'll just state briefly, the legislative update memo is developed by our office and distributed to all of our client agencies. Not all of the bills, that are listed in there will affect this board necessarily. I include everything just for everybody's information. I don't feel like there's anything we need to go through specifically here, but I'm happy to answer any questions the board members have. And Karen, to the extent you have questions about any of the practical things on the back end, I'm always happy to chat about all of that.
Mr. Chair, I have a question about SB 1357, the website posting of board actions. So, Mr. Larson, we list board actions on our website, at.az.gov. And then also actions, disciplinary actions are posted on elicense.az.gov. So if somebody goes to verify an athletic trainer's license online, it will say they have discipline and there will be a link to the order. So my question is, when that 5 years is over, do we take that discipline check mark off? Or do we just remove the link to the disciplinary order?
You know, that's a good question, Karen, because I hadn't thought about the e-licensing portal. I had only been thinking about the agency's website,
mm-hmm.
but given that this is sort of a practical thing, I mean, I don't know that the board members necessarily will need to vote on this or anything, so
right. okay.
if you want, we can just have a discussion after the meeting at some point if you'd like,
okay.
And we can chat through it.
So my comment on that, and thank you for bringing that up, is it looks like this statement says that it cannot be posted for more than 5 years. So that would mean you'd have to take it off after 5 years, but that's just how I'm reading it.
Yeah, so my question is,
the,
is it the document?
Or the other thing, yeah.
Or the check mark, or both?
Yeah, that's a more nuanced question. I want to look at it a little bit deeper, because that didn't occur to me about the check mark.
Excuse me, can we move forward because you can discuss that?
Yes, and a lot of these new laws, we can just handle them when, you know, those type of cases come up.
Right.
Okay, so moving on to 11C, possible conversion to Thentia for online licensing. Our IT group was supposed to have done their analysis by September 26th, and I haven't heard anything back from them on that. So this is going to move very slowly, which is all right. We are getting a lot of fixes done in our current system, so that's making it more bearable. Item 11D, Executive Director's Report. The financial report, I thought I sent it to you, but it looks like I neglected to. Either way, the current report, which the most recent one I have is from September 10th, shows that we'll have a little over $10,000 left at the end of the fiscal year. However, there have been some changes made to personnel expenses. So I need to update this spreadsheet to include those changes, and I also need to include our predicted revenue so that you can see that we aren't losing money every month. Right now it looks like we're losing money, but we're not. So I will have a much better spreadsheet available for you next month.
All right.
Review of recent board staff activities. We're still at home. Let's see. And then finally, Item 11D4, statistics. We have 866 current licensees. That's up just a little bit. Two active consent agreements with the next item due on June 21st, 2022. And three open investigations, which I believe two of those will come before the board in November.
All right. The third on that one, two would be coming November 1, is still in process?
Trying to remember. Two were about unlicensed practice, and the third one, I've attempted to get in touch with the complainant, and the complainant doesn't have any additional information that would help the board, so we'll see what happens with that.
That actually even happened. Gotcha. Okay. All right. Number 12, call to the public. I see Mr. Messman is on the computer, so if you would like to say anything.
Just thank you for your time and appreciate all the work that you all do.
Thanks, Dan.
Thank
do we
you.
Have any other public online meeting? I take that as a no. Future agenda items. Anybody want to add anything to that list? Okay. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
You want to take that one, Cheryl?
Go ahead, Bart. Go ahead.
Cheryl would like to make a motion to adjourn. Bart would like to second.
Sorry for the late arrival, but I appreciate you, Karen.
Oh, I appreciate you being willing to make the time to okay. attend when you're supposed to be on vacation.
That's okay. Thank you. I move that adjourn.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:04 a.m. All those in favor?
Eric Fries.
Aye.
Cheryl Ingram.
Aye.
Bart Peterson.
I'm holding out for a dolphin for Cheryl, so... aye.
You're in opposition before anybody else says anything. We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.